This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're launching into the second hour of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything that's on your mind with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
We do have Skype. You can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. Still to come, we can talk about more secession-related news. And if we get the chance, Daryl, you've got a story about how Americans get their digital news these days here in the 21st century. As we continue here, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Plus, I did a little more digging. Turns out that article I mentioned in the last hour about California being in the red by $127 billion, that's actually a old article from the Washington Times circa 2013. So I dug around for some newer numbers, and I did find them. Apparently, they are behind, according to Breitbart.com, Governor Jerry Brown, warning this week that despite record economic growth, California's $122.8 billion budget will suffer its first deficit since 2012 due to spending growing twice as fast as the economy. They say here that California state and local governments now owe $1.3 trillion for bonds, loans, debt guarantees, unfunded public employee pensions, and post-employment benefits. With a debt of 52% of their GDP, California taxpayers are shouldering debt burdens on par with residents of peripheral Eurozone states, according to a new report from the California Policy Center.
That's just a little bit of money.
$1.3 trillion for bonds, loans, debt guarantees, unfunded public employee pensions, and post-employment benefits. It's going to be pretty hard to dig out of that hole.
Yes.
But maybe if they secede, they'll be better off economically. We can talk more about California's secession, the Calexit, here in moments. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though, first. We got Ricky. He's in Pennsylvania on via Skype. Ricky, you're on with Ian and Daryl. Go ahead.
Brother Ian, Brother Daryl, and that would be the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Good evening, gentlemen.
Okay, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I've been listening to the news, and I was right on par. The last time I spoke to you guys, I said about the first quarter, and we're approaching that right now, the end of the first quarter. Now, I heard you talking about the police. Now, Trump's a liar. He's a jackass, and he's also a liar, too. Here comes the Federalist state. This is the first quarter right now.
What is your... Okay, so we're only a month and a week into this portion of the year, so you're not even halfway through.
We're barely halfway through the quarter.
First quarter. So what is it that you're bringing this up for?
Well, because what's coming on here is he's talking about the enforcement of police power, and that's a lie. This was done in Philly. Remember, Daryl, you covered a story about a police officer who wouldn't pull his gun. Now, the fact is, Trump's a liar. See, the fact is, he's a Federalist, self-professed, and Federalists don't like people having guns. They don't like people having guns.
Well, apparently the ATF has, according to Vincent a few nights ago on the show, they've actually proposed some rulemaking changes that supposedly would loosen up control over guns.
Yeah, well, Trump's a liar. Now,
well, I believe that. I mean, he's a politician, of course. I mean, he's the president of the United States. You know, you pretty much expect those people to be liars.
Well, let's face it. Look what he did just recently. Not only the worst lie he did so far was his waffling on his pro-choice stance. And now also, remember I said you can't move forward based on a lie. And that is the Constitution of the United States of America. Even that being said, this
you're saying the lie was the Constitution?
Correct. And that's why Jefferson opposed it. And if you remember the Civil War, that's what that was all about. The fact is, That was all about stealing land and unifying the states, and it was anything but. Now, the fact of the matter is, here's what this guy believes. Through unification of the states under strict federalist control, then you can enjoy and experience. Doesn't mean you actually get it. You get to experience it. Freedom and independence with democracy.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hamilton wrote. That's the father of federalism wrote that. And the story is...
Okay, so you were talking about Alexander Hamilton, not Donald Trump. You're confusing me, Ricky.
Donald Trump ain't confused because Hamilton's now his big influence and not Ronnie Reagan anymore. And that was said by him himself through the major part of the earlier part of his campaign.
All of the things that you're saying are words. But those words are not in sentences that make any sense at all, Ricky.
Yeah, it's super confusing.
Here's one thing that does make sense.
Okay, you try that. We're looking forward to hearing the first thing out of you that makes sense tonight. Go ahead.
Well, he wants to ban people from coming into the country.
Okay, that much is true.
That's ridiculous. What's also true is, first of all, he wouldn't even be here if that was the case. And the fact of the matter is...
Donald Trump wouldn't be here if there were immigration bans, is what you're saying?
None of us would be here.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm with you that, you know, immigration shouldn't be restricted. I agree with you there, but obviously, you know, he's talking about making more restrictions that wouldn't, at this point in time, affect his ability to be here. But yes, I understand that if we had lower restrictions on immigration, we would have more people, we would have more entrepreneurs, we would have a better economy, we'd have, you know, probably, you know, more wealth as a result of those freedoms.
Yes.
And he is proposing to take those freedoms away, proposing a crackdown on immigration, and further proposing more restrictions on various different things. Thank you for the call, Ricky. Appreciate it. That actually brings us back the story we were just beginning at the end of the first hour of the show from the Independent, independent.co.uk, where he is bemoaning the supposed terrible things that are happening to law enforcement officers here in the United States. He signed three executive orders, one of which seeks to, quote, define new federal crimes and increase penalties for existing federal crimes in order to prevent violence against state and federal police. In 2016, a total of 135 police officers were killed in the United States, a five-year high, according to a report from the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. Around half of them, 64 of them, were fatally shot while on the job. That includes 21 who were killed in ambush-style attacks. The number also includes traffic accidents and job-related health issues, for example, heart attacks while working. No mention was made by Trump of the hundreds of people who die at the hands of law enforcement every single year. According to the Washington Post, there were 968 deaths that happened in the year 2016.
According to killedbypolice.net, there were 1,153 last year.
So let's say the numbers are in dispute, but around 1,000.
Because there is no requirement that police actually tabulate the number of people that they wind up killing. So people have to do independent research. And when you're doing that, you're always going to wind up with varying numbers.
But still, that's a significant number. Whether it's 968 or 1,100, it's around 1,000 people who had their life extinguished by the police, and Trump does not address that. His speech comes just 1 month after the former administration's Department of Justice concluded that in Chicago, residents had suffered a pattern of excessive force by police, experienced particularly within communities of color. Chicago was just one city being investigated under the former president's government as shocking videos emerged showing people such as Alton Sterling, Sandra Bland, and Walter Scott being violently arrested or killed at the hands of police officers. Civil rights campaigners say the new mandate under Jeff Sessions, the new attorney general, is unlikely to include continuing the former department's investigation on those deaths or following through on any policing reform. Now, let's just be clear. Even if it were a third term of Barack Obama, there would not be any meaningful reform of police departments.
Correct.
So don't get the idea by this article's writing that there was some sort of serious consequences that were going to be coming down on any police departments around the country. Remember, I mean, there was the whole Missouri situation, which was pretty intense within the last year or two. And, you know, have there been any significant changes there?
No.
The rate of police officers being indicted or convicted, according to The Independent, is extremely low. At the swearing-in ceremony of Sessions on Thursday, Trump added that the three new executive orders, included ordering the Department of Homeland Security to, quote, break the back of criminal cartels, unquote, asking the Department of Justice to implement a task force to reduce violent crime, and that they were giving a clear sign to criminals that, quote, your day is over, he declared. And we'll give you more of the tough talk here from Trump. What'll it mean? We'll talk about it coming up.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy. The Dynavite supplement and then the LicoChops.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of LicoChops free.
New, improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite is nutrition. DINOVITE.com.
When I get to about 3/4,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of LicoChops free.
New, improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. DINOVITE.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and join us here. The radio waves are awaiting you. Our number is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. SaveItPurse.com. You can go there and save big time on your Amazon purchases. If you're going to be buying something on Amazon, why wouldn't you want to save 10, 20, 25%, 15%? You choose the discount. And it really just depends on how patient you are willing to be. If you're willing to be patient, shoot for 25, 30%. You might just get it. I've been getting 25% off on my recent purchases. If you're in more of a rush, you can always do Purse Instant and save 5%, although I think right now it's, what, 7% today?
Until midnight today, 7%.
So we're here at 8:21 Eastern time. You've only got a few hours remaining on that deal, but it's awesome. I mean, there's always a good deal available. You get to choose your discount over at SaveItPurse.com. The catch is you have to have Bitcoin in order to get these amazing discounts. Or there's some other cryptocurrencies that you can use because they've got a Shapeshift integration there on Save It Purse. Save AT Purse, SaveItPurse.com. As we continue here with the executive orders, the latest executive orders coming out of the Trump administration. The Independent over in the UK has the story. It was at the ceremony for the swearing-in of Jeff Sessions on Thursday, that Trump signed through, that he had introduced three new executive orders that he says one of them will order the Department of Homeland Security to so-called break the back of criminal cartels, sending a clear sign to criminals that, quote, your day is over, a new era of justice begins, and it begins right now. Well, Daryl, is the tough talk and the executive orders going to result in the end of criminal cartels, the end of drug gangs and drug smuggling?
No.
No, but tough talk. Orders.
No.
Maybe increased budgets over time, if you can get Congress.
They've been doing that for 45 years, and it's not worked.
Maybe they just need another $20 billion, Daryl.
No. I remember, and this is something that maybe I live in the Mandela effect. I don't know. I don't actually think that's real. But I remember being taught in junior high that the reason alcohol prohibition was ended was because it was an abject failure. Everybody that I mention that to says, I never learned that in high school or college. That's really why they ended it.
What did they teach instead?
I don't know.
Because that's what I learned. It seems to me that everybody knew that that was a failure.
I've actually had people say, I never learned that that's why they ended it, because governments don't like saying that they failed on things.
Yeah, I thought everybody knew that that's why alcohol prohibition
ended.
So
did I. But, you know, it's interesting that, you know, people will admit, government people will admit that alcohol prohibition was a failure, so we had to get rid of it. But for some reason, they don't realize that drug prohibition is also a failure.
It's a failure for the same reasons, because prohibition doesn't ever work. As long as there's a demand in the marketplace, someone is going to fill that demand.
Right.
They're going to take the risks necessary to fill it.
Yeah, the people that want to, you know, keep things illegal will say, but the weed now is so much stronger than it was in the 1960s. Hello. Welcome to learning lessons about prohibiting things.
That they get stronger.
They wind up getting stronger,
like,
because it doesn't matter
brandy. The
potency
liquor.
Of the item.
Right.
It only matters the volume. If I wound up getting, let's say, a dozen Rice Krispie treats that had 4 milligrams of THC per treat.
All right.
Well, Rice Krispie treats are kind of heavy. They would weigh the entire thing and say, you have like a pound of cannabis here.
Right.
Well, no, I've got a pound of Rice Krispie treats with 48 milligrams of THC.
So if you're going to get caught with a pound of cannabis, you should get caught with a pound of cannabis or a pound of
really good cannabis that's really, really strong.
Because the risk is the same.
Because the risk is the same. Now, there is different where they consider hash oil to be different from cannabis oil. They consider crack to be different from cocaine. And in the case of crack, it's a lot more severe punishments than cocaine, even though, you know, there's like baking soda and other stuff added into it. To quote Cat Williams, I don't know the recipe, I'm just saying. But, you know, it's largely based on weight, not potency.
So, back to the story here from The Independent. They really do a good job of really calling out Trump in his statements here, because he's just lying. Right. Sessions also says here, now apparently he was a senator from Alabama.
I'm not happy about the fact that, one, he ever claimed to represent me, or two, I heard who wound up replacing him, who
in
got
Alabama.
Appointed to that senator seat, and he's an absolutely horrible, horrible guy. The guy that was the attorney general in Alabama.
Oh,
he calls himself Big Luther Strange because he's a big guy and his name is Luther Strange.
Gotcha.
But I prefer to call him Big Strange Luther. Just absolutely horrible, horrible guy. He loves to ban things.
Sounds like he's got the right job. He told reporters that their U.S. This is Sessions, who told reporters the U.S. has a crime problem. He said further, quote, I wish that the rise we're seeing in crime in America today were some sort of aberration or a blip. My best judgment, having been involved in criminal law enforcement for many years, is that this is a dangerous, permanent trend that puts the health and safety of America at risk. Ooh, boy, that sounds really scary. Big rise in crime, according to Trump and Sessions. But that's not actually what's happening. According to The Independent, and we've talked about this before here on Free Talk Live, their claims of permanent rising crime have been consistently debunked. Despite a slight rise over the last 2 years, it's gone down significantly over decades and is now much lower than it was in the 1980s and the 90s. So violent crime, while it may be a problem in Chicago, you know, there's a bunch of murders happening there,
right,
nationwide, it's less of a problem than it was in our lifetimes. So what they're doing here is they're just creating a fake boogeyman. This doesn't really even exist, but if they keep saying that there's all this dangerous crime out there.
I believe Sean Spicer gave the term, we're providing alternative facts. We're not lying. We're not making stuff up. We're providing you with alternative facts.
That is amazing. I remember hearing on the news this Spicer guy, the speaker of the president or whatever.
Speaker of the president.
The White House speaker. He had said something about how we endeavor to not lie to you. Or it is our intention, I think was his words. It is our intention to never lie to you. Well, that's not saying we won't lie to you. That's just saying it's their intention to not tell a lie. And
well, I would hope that that's everybody's intention to, you know, provide factual information.
But to say you have, that's political speak, though. It's very, you know, carefully crafted political speak. It would be an incredibly different promise to say, we will never lie to you, American people, news media, but it's our intention to never tell a lie to you. It's a completely different thing. You can change their intentions, you know, tomorrow. They can change their intentions in another hour. Oh, well, we need to tell lies, so we need to intend differently now. I mean, it's just ridiculous. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We got more coming up here on the supposed violent crime wave in the United States. It's Free Talk Live. You scared yet?
The answer to being incontrolled control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. Take control of these airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Trump saying that there's going to be a big crackdown coming to supposedly back up law enforcement because they're supposedly having such a tough time out there, what with all the increased crime. Except, no. Over time, over the last decades, according to the Independent, independent.co.uk, violent crime's down in the United States. And it's lower now than it was in the 1980s and the 1990s.
But war on cops?
Well, I mean, there were some cops that were shot to death last year, and that certainly garnered a lot of news headlines. So, I mean, understandably, there are some people who are very angry at the police, given that even though there isn't as much violent crime now, we are seeing the rise of a police state. Now, I'm sure some would argue that it's because of the rise of the police state that we don't have as much violent crime. I don't know. I certainly hope that's not the case. Obviously, correlation is not causation.
Yeah, I don't think that is the case. And, you know, if you're going to say, oh, the reason there's less crime is because we have a lot more cops and a lot more laws. Well, that doesn't make sense because the more laws you pass, the more things that become illegal.
The more crime.
Actually means the more crime, and it's the increased crime rate that winds up justifying the need for we need to have more cops and make more laws because, you know, it's this weird circular thing of if we just have more cops and put more people in jail and make everything illegal, then we'll have less crime. Well, no, you're going to have more because there's more things that you can arrest people for.
And we've seen areas where smaller towns have actually gotten rid of their police and have
yes.
seen drops in crime.
Yes.
Which, again, correlation is not causation, but that could suggest that having the police around actually increases crime. How about the story out of, I think it was the Boston area a few years ago on Free Talk Live, where there was a charter school that changed management, and then when they changed management, the new management of the charter school decided they were going to pull out all the security apparatuses. So get rid of the checkpoints, the security guards, the armed security guards, the shakedowns. They were, you know, metal detectors. Like, this was a fortress.
Oh, you mean stop treating the students like
inmates.
Inmates?
Yeah, exactly. And, well, guess what? Once they took away the security apparatus, there were actually fewer fights. There was less trouble from and among the kids in the school. So, again, it's that, you know, you treat somebody like an inmate, they're going to behave like an inmate.
Right.
Go to the Stanford Prison Experiment.
Yep.
As I recently explained to the criminal justice panel here, the Committee of State Representatives here in New Hampshire, they were looking at some reforms to the solitary confinement laws. And I explained to them about the Stanford Prison Experiment, that when Phil Zimbardo, the college professor at that time, brought college students in for this experiment, he didn't tell them which roles that they would be taking in the prison experiment.
Correct.
They didn't know going into it what they would be, you know, that they would be randomly chosen to be either prisoners or the guards.
Right.
And, well, what do you know? The people who were the guards started acting sadistically towards the prisoners, and the prisoners started acting as you would expect prisoners to act. It was a very interesting, fascinating study in sort of human behavior and people becoming the role that has been selected for them.
Right.
Even though they wouldn't have necessarily had shown any propensity prior to that towards sadism, for instance, that
right.
certainly did come out when given those rules, those strictures in, under which they had to operate as prison guards. It's fascinating stuff. The Zimbardo actually made a great website that has a lot of the original material, photos. I think there's even some video in there.
There is.
And his, you know, his writings at the time and his reflections on it later on. Fascinating stuff. Check that out when you get a chance. Stanford Prison Experiment. If it's new to you, you really ought to take a half hour and pore over that website. There's a lot of stuff to read and learn about. Anyway, back to the story about Jeff Sessions.
I believe there was even a documentary made about it.
Probably more than one. But Jeff Sessions is the new attorney general, he and Trump, talking about the supposed problem with crime in the United States, even though it's gone down over time. Over the last few decades, lower now than in the 80s and the 90s. Nonetheless, Sessions said he would be fighting terrorism and implementing a lawful system of immigration. He said further, quote, "We need to end this lawlessness that threatens the public safety and pulls down the wages of working Americans." Wait, what? How does lawlessness pull down wages? Is he talking about immigration pulling down wages?
That is the only thing that I can think of.
So what he's upset about is costs going down, which would mean, of course, that prices would go down. Because if you're
correct.
Paying less to build a house, the house should cost less. If
right.
the construction industry is bringing in low-paid skilled labor, then that means that the prices should be going down, so therefore you can buy a house for less,
oh,
which would benefit people.
You're just trying to use logic.
Economics. Mr. Sessions was widely reported, according to The Independent in the UK, to be one of the key architects of the Muslim ban, an executive order signed in January which banned travelers from 7 Muslim-majority countries in the name of fighting terrorism, despite those countries having produced no terrorists who killed a single American on U.S. soil as part of a terrorist attack since 2001. Was the author of this article listening to Free Talk Live because he's like hammering home some of our points here. This is great stuff. Independent.co.uk deserves some credit here. The order was signed on International Holocaust Remembrance Day. Mr. Trump was also criticized for beginning his pitch to black voters just a few weeks before the presidential election in November. He told black churchgoers in Ohio that communities of color have crime-ridden inner cities, no jobs, and their schools are no good. What the hell do you have to lose? He asked them. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE.
What exactly is he suggesting? You've got nothing to lose, so...
He's suggesting that things are bad under Barack Obama and the Democrats, so take a chance on him.
Okay.
So there you go, three executive orders signed in that are supposedly going to crack down on cartels and protect the police. We will see over time exactly how this manifests. But given that he's promised to increase the funding to the military, I suspect he would also make similar promises to the police. He, after all, did receive endorsements from many police unions throughout the campaign, and the way you get endorsements from the police is by talking about how you're going to benefit them, and that likely means more giveaways, more military hardware going to police departments around the country, which, of course, we've seen over the last decade has resulted in things like the Bearcat, MRAPs, the mine resistant, armored personnel carriers, and all manner of military hardware being funneled into police departments to make them even more disconnected from the people that they supposedly serve, to make them more like an occupying force, and to separate us versus them, which in a lot of police departments there is a big attitude of us versus them.
Yes.
That it's we, the thin blue line, versus those suspects out there, those people who, you know, the subjects, the terminology that the police like to use for you and I, whenever they're talking about you over their police radios, they'll always refer to you as a subject.
Yes.
Which to me says a lot about the attitude that these people have.
Yes.
So if you want to join us, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
There are even some state constitutions that will refer to the subjects of fill-in-the-blank state.
Right. Sort of like a king had subjects, right?
Yes.
Why don't they just call us serfs? I mean, that would be a little too honest, I guess.
Yeah, we were talking last night about, you know, why can't we just start referring to taxation as fealty? You must pay fealty to the state.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, you can bring up anything that's on your mind, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And since we're talking about the police, how about the Florida deputy who moonlighted as a prostitute before attempting to kill an elderly woman? They got some real winners down there. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Hashtag Florida Man.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health.
To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us right here. Take control of the airwaves. The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. If you enjoy what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then you can support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it's a simple idea. The idea is that you can get behind the show for $5 a month, and you can support what we're doing by helping us spread to new radio stations. We're on over 160 stations today, coast to coast, in the United States. And we could be on 300, 400, 500. It's possible. We just have to effectively market the show, get out there. There's still program directors that have not heard Free Talk Live, even though we are the longest-running syndicated show in our day part, in our time slot, that there is. So we've been here a long time. I mean, we've been doing this show a
long time,
syndicated since 2004, and you can help us get on more stations and help yourself to some cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast that doesn't have the regular podcast commercials, and also the AMP-only Facebook group, which is a cool way to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and supporters of the show as well as hosts. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. That's amp.freetalklive.com. By the way, you can use any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard, and you can also supposedly use American Express. I don't know if that works yet because I don't think anyone's tried it, but it's supposed to be there. And then also Bitcoin is an option too. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to James in Arizona, you're on via Skype. Hello, James. I heard you threatened to sue the Genesis Communications Network recently.
Yes, I think you should be
your show should be 6,000 feet under, along with you too, when you do stop breathing, lest you repent and atone for all the lies that you've told about me, not to mention lying about your apologies, Minister Perry, that you've never proffered to me.
You know, he doesn't want to listen to you anymore because
I know he doesn't. Like
are, you constantly insult and you're very rude.
Hold on a second.
You know, I can't blame him for it. So you might as well not even talk because he's not listening to you. Okay? He doesn't even have his headphones on right now.
Constantly insult?
How about threat? How about threat?
Insulting and saying untrue things about me on Free Talk Live, not just behind the scenes.
James, why would you bother talking about someone who isn't even listening to a word that you say? He doesn't even have his headphones on.
Because he's going to answer for the lies he spoke about me in the public airwaves.
And how's that? How's he going to answer for
it?
How's he going to answer for it?
Lying sack. How's he going to pay for it?
How's he going to answer for it?
I'm going to ruin your show. I'm going to make your show financially non-viable.
You're going to have to put down the bottle first.
Hey, buddy, there's another beautiful lie that you've told many a time.
Are you saying
not
you don't drink?
Mention, the one thing Daryl W. Perry did say that was right about when you put us on together with that guy Robert that called in saying I wanted to murder Mark Edgington, when Daryl went on this long rant after you dumped my call about me having an interlock device in my car, that's right, I had it for 3 years. Two of the years you've been constantly insulting about drinking and driving when it was literally impossible for me to do so.
Have you ever had a drink and called this show?
Speaking of smears, and you call me some kind of raging alcoholic.
No, I didn't call you an alcoholic. I just asked you a question.
It does PO me off because I don't drink, yet you use that
you
as
don't
a
drink.
Smear against me.
Really?
You lying sack.
You don't
I
drink. You've never.
Drink.
You are you telling me you've never had a few drinks and called Free Talk Live?
Oh, I have.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I don't drink much anymore. I quit for Lent last year and almost drank nothing after that.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for you. And you've repeatedly accused me of drinking and driving since then when it was impossible, not to mention I had an interlock device. I haven't been arrested.
I don't think I've accused you of that. And if you haven't been drinking, then congratulations.
Me of being arrested five times, one for an interlock device.
You're probably thinking a lot more clearly if you're not drinking alcohol. So congratulations, James. Thank you for the call tonight. All right, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Still an angry, angry man, obsessed over Free Talk Live, obsessed with a show that he supposedly hates. And it's, you know, maybe he's a masochist. Somebody who, you know, masochist being somebody who likes to be abused. Somebody who likes to be treated poorly. Because why would you want to listen, somebody who likes to be hurt, why would you want to listen to something that you don't enjoy? Why would you want to not only listen to something you don't enjoy? Because it's one thing to, you know, I get that, right? Like, you can listen to somebody that you disagree with on the radio because they're so outrageous. You want to hear what they say next. Those are some of the reasons why people will listen to people they disagree with. Or maybe you want your belief challenged. Those are good reasons. But why you would want to call and talk to people, you know, over and over again who you constantly get mad about the way that the conversations that you've had with them. I mean, it would seem that I would want to do something. And again, I'm not a masochist. So I would want to do something that would bring me pleasure. That's what most people seek. You know, your typical human being wants to seek pleasure and avoid pain. That's kind of how people and animals tend to work.
Yes.
So there are people who are kind of the reverse of that, who actually seem to gain some sort of pleasure from being in pain. Now, I don't know if that's what James is all about, but one could argue that he might be into that. Because I don't otherwise understand it. I don't see why anybody would call in and get so angry to the point where they basically threaten the individuals that they're talking to. Just doesn't seem like a productive way to spend somebody's time. So anyway, that's how I feel about that. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Let's talk about the cop in Florida. Actually, from my hometown of Sarasota, Florida.
Hashtag Florida man.
In this case, Florida cop from photographyisnotacrime.com. The Florida deputy arrested for attempting to kill an elderly woman after she reported him for theft was also a male prostitute on his off time, according to Internal Affairs.
Hashtag Florida man.
Sarasota County Deputy Frankie Bybee received more than $100,000 over the years from a woman named Eleanor Jarvis in exchange for pleasing her sexually. That's a pretty penny there. $500,000. The 46-year-old deputy would also, quote, record himself in a sex act in his patrol vehicle while on duty and send the video to her via an app called Tango, and then she would transfer $500 into his PayPal account.
What?
He was touching himself.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I don't understand the he was paid $500 for doing so part.
Apparently she was into that. She was into seeing him self-pleasure.
If I'm paying somebody $500, I'm getting a lot more than a video.
Well, who knows what else she got for the other $99,500 that she paid to him. Jarvis contacted investigators.
A bunch of videos.
After learning that he, well, I think he might have actually done something more physical with her. The old lady contacted investigators after learning he'd been arrested for attempting to kill a 79-year-old woman by entering her home, mounting her, shoving prescription pills down her throat before leaving her car running in her garage with the door open in hopes that she would die of carbon monoxide poisoning. Bybee was trying to make it look like a suicide, but Marsha Scholl survived the encounter, leading to his arrest and his termination from the sheriff's office, where he'd worked for 18 years, including several times where he'd been suspended for disciplinary issues. Now he's sitting in jail on several felony charges, including attempted murder, forgery, grand theft, burglary of an occupied dwelling, and battery on a person 65 years of age or older. Bybee met Ms. Soule in October when she called the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office for help, transporting her to the hospital and further praying with the woman to gain her trust and confidence. He also agreed to care for her Yorkshire Terrier in exchange for $1,000, even texting her a photo of himself with the dog to show that it was safe. And actually, in the headline of the story, the featured photo, they have a mugshot of Officer Bybee next to a picture of him laying down shirtless with the Yorkshire Terrier. So that's the photo that he texted to her to show her that the dog was fine. He'd been paid $1,000 to take care of it. Then guess what he did?
Touched himself.
Well, maybe, but that's not what he did to the dog.
He touched the dog.
No, thankfully not. He sold the dog on Craigslist. So after being paid $1,000 from this old woman who he'd gained her trust by praying with her at the hospital that he transported her to as a sheriff, he then got $1,000 from her to take care of her dog and subsequently sold the dog on Craigslist. This guy is, like, one of the worst scumbags that I've ever heard about. I mean, taking advantage of old people like this and then further trying to murder one of them, I mean, it's just scraping the bottom of the barrel. There's more to the story. We'll share that with you coming up here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airways. We got hour number three on the way. Plenty of time for you to join us here. And you can also call on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.